Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no-good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Bell. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We talk about attrition during the playoffs and that teams like the St. Louis Blues almost rely on it. If you go, harken back to San Jose, they ran San Jose into the golfing season. I mean, it was, and we're looking at the same thing again. Guys have been dropping here because they chip pucks in, they skate with this great intensity, and they finish off with from some ferocity. So, and that plan is paying dividends.
So that's the Blues approach. You're seeing it. It is. That's Mike Milbury, NBC Sports, on the War of Attrition. All right, as promised, back to your phones on the series and everything else. Here's Eric in Plymouth. What do you got, Eric?
Yeah, Felger, I just wanted to talk about how much you were annoying me yesterday. I listened for 4 hours when you were saying that the Bruins have morphed into this flopping Canadiens version of a hockey team. And then I watched the Blues last night. Their behavior, their embellishment, their flopping was 10 times worse than anything I've seen the Bruins do all playoffs long.
Didn't you hate it?
In the corner.
So stop talking. Didn't you hate it? Did you hate it? How'd you feel about it, Eric, as a fan? Did you like it?
No.
Absolutely. So how do you think it feels when you do it to another team? Simple. So you saw it. You saw it firsthand. You saw it firsthand when another team plays like that, how it feels. So I guess we're probably going to be in agreement on this.
Well, then, yeah. I mean, so, I don't know. Talk about it, Felger. You're not really talking about it. I mean, they did. They drew penalties. Penalties that weren't supposed to happen. Their guy in the corner who turned around and grabbed his face to get a phantom high sticking. I mean, the guy, I think it was Clifton's tripping. He just felt his stick near his knee pad and went down. So if you're going to bash in the Bruins and be a troll like you were yesterday, do it to the Blues, too, and they do it to us, will you?
Okay, Eric. I mentioned it two or three times today. You may not have been listening. But, yes, this is what happens when you get this kind of series. And it sucks that you're the kind of team that drags the series down into that direction. Now they've got it flopped to get their penalties. Sucks, doesn't it? Sucks when it happens to you. And the concern is that if it's not a special teams game, you're not winning. If it's a 5-on-5 game, you've trouble. 5-on-5, they've been better than you. They've outscored you 8-6. They've got more shots, more scoring chances, more high-danger scoring chances, 5-on-5. So if this series gets deeper and fewer penalties gets called, which happened last night, there are fewer penalties last night. And I think last night was probably the least officiated game of the series.
Definitely.
There were seven penalties. There were seven penalties in both games, one and two. But last night, of the seven, one was a flip over the boards, and two of them were matching with 5 seconds left in a late scrum that didn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
So for all intents and purposes, there were really five penalties in the game, and one of them was a flip over the board, over the glass. So I think that the officials had less of an impact on last night's game than any game so far this series. It was more of a 5-on-5 game than any game this series. And the Blues have, to this point, been a better 5-on-5 team. This is a big thing to watch going forward. How's it going to be called in games 5, 6, and 7. And if it's called like it is last night and it's more 5-on-5, you got to get better. You got to get a lot better. And if the 5-on thing has been established, that the Blues are just better than you 5-on-5, then you could be in some trouble in this series. Some real trouble in this series.
Well, I think if that's established, then you are in trouble.
So you can always get better. I mean, you can always, you know, figure things out 5-on-5 and elevate 5-on-5. I'm not ruling that out. In fact, I expect it. But you're going to need it. If things stay as they are, 5-on-5.
I know how much you're going to love this when I ask you it. But yeah. The 8-6, does that include the empty netters?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Okay. So, because basically what you're talking about is the Bruins have scored a goal a game. 5-on-5. That's it. One a game. That's all they're getting is one goal without special teams.
So I did not count the empty net. That 8-6 is my number. The official number was, all day, we talked about all day yesterday, it was 5-5. The 5-on-5 goals were 5-5 yesterday. So I say 8-6 because I took away the Blues empty netter last night.
Okay.
So I don't know if they officially do that or not.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that if that's officially ruled a 5-on-5.
I mean, I believe that, to me, the best teams in the league, just my two cents, are the teams that play best 5-on-5.
So on the official score sheet, the empty net's goal is considered 5-on-5, which is weird. So either way, all I'm telling you is, I mean, you've seen it. You can use the numbers or use your eyes. 5-on-5, they've been probably better than you.
I mean, do you remember in 2011 how many times Cam Neely said they were the best 5-on-5 team in the league?
Correct.
He said it over and over and over again, and they won the cup. So, I mean, I'm a believer in that whole 5-on-5 thing. So, I think that's a real thing.
So I'm personally rooting for it to be officiated like it was last night. Just don't buy the flopping. And the less whistles, the better. Okay. The difference between me and you, caller, is that I want that for both teams. I'm not just sitting there with my Bruins pom-pom shoved down my pants. Here's Eric in Boston, or Erica in Boston for Maz. Go ahead, Erica.
Hey, yeah. I'm just calling because I'm a 24-year-old Mets fan, and I think it's absurd that anyone would say that the young Mets fans or young baseball fans shouldn't or don't know who Tom Seaver is. And I think it's even more absurd that this whole patent thing is coming out with the Mets are doing this huge anniversary for the 1969 World Series. Tom Seaver, Alzheimer's, he cannot come. And so it just is like a salt in the wound, like really Tom, like Brady, I mean, like no one calls him Tom Terrific. You say Tom Terrific, you said it yourself. You think of Tom Seaver. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, Erica, thank you for the call. I forgot about the 69 thing.
Yeah, I totally, that slipped by me too. Again, I just think it comes off as, you know, Brady being a glutton. That's how it comes off. What the hell does he need Tom Terrific trademark for?
You got stuff to sell.
Uh-huh. Because he doesn't have enough money?
Yeah, you got to set up future generations.
Got to sell a few t-shirts? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
A few more t-shirts and hats? Doesn't that take away from the TB12 sales?
No, more. We just need more over here.
More in general. Great.
Anthony,
he's pumping out t-shirts like he's Barstool.
Anthony on Cape Cod, hi.
Yeah, how you doing? I don't know if you guys have hit on this, but this is a must-win game, game 5. I mean, if they lose this game, they go back to St. Louis. This thing's probably done. First of all, you're either the hammer or the nail, and unfortunately, the Bruins have been the nail pretty much all series long. It's getting pretty pathetic what Pasternak did last night, wilting in the corner like a little dirty little clam. Listen, I don't know why Cassidy. When is he going to make some changes to these lines? Krejci's playing with nobody. DeBrusk's been a zero for the whole playoffs.
So Anthony, who are you going to put with him?
Johansson and Coyle up.
What are you make a trade?
Move Johansson and Coyle up to play with Krejci or with Bergeron and put Pasternak and Marchand with Krejci. Do something. Put your better players in your top six instead of freaking David Backes.
Okay, but they're all centers. And Anthony, thank you for the call. The first things first, the hammer and the nail. You're going to have to be the nail. You can't out-hammer them.
Correct.
They're bigger than you.
Correct.
They're built to be the hammer.
Correct.
Okay? What you have to be is a team that's, you have to be even tougher than they are because you have to take the hits. It's always easier to give the hits than take the hits. So it's harder to sit there and get pounded, but to hang in there and then make a play. But that's what you have to do. So you have to accept being the nail, and you've got to fight through the hits or skate around it and stick your nose in there and hang in there. And don't give up like I saw a little bit of last night. Don't just let it happen or not engage. Okay, so that has to happen. You'll never be the hammer. There's nothing you can do about that in this series. They're bigger and they're tougher, and they're more physical. Accept it and don't worry about it, because since when was it written that the more physical team always wins? I mean, I guess Bruins fans are still conditioned to believe that, even though they never won squat when they were the more physical team.
No, it's a good point. Yeah, so it's a good point.
Just because you're more physical doesn't mean anything. Just means you're more physical.
Except that when they were more physical, they were losing to what I would call, generally speaking, highly skilled teams. And I don't know if this team's highly skilled. That's all. I sort of think the Bruins are, you know, we talk about their versatility, but in this case, do they need to be one or the other?
Okay. Either way, you want to get Krejci going. Why? Coyle's going.
No, I don't move Coyle. I leave Johansson with Coyle. I don't mess with that.
To me, Coyle is going. He's your second line center. He's your second line.
The guy to move is Pasternak.
So if you want to screw around, you give Krejci Pasternak. That's what you do.
Yeah, you move him. That's the guy you give him. You move Pasternak. And then maybe, because this gets back to that dynamic of the Toronto series where you say maybe by, you know, taking Pasternak off that line, you make both lines a little harder to defend.
Then you want to float Heinen between the Bergeron line and Coyle and Johansson. You start doing that. But, I mean, anything more dramatic, I think, is, I don't know, expecting a little bit too much at this stage. Chuck in Charlestown. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Good. Felger, I agree with you on Heinen sitting if they go to 7D. That's my first point. The second point is, you know, the Blues are playing Bruins old-style hockey. It's true. But they bought into it to the point where they got 18 guys in that team. 15 of them are going out there for long stretches. They're playing like there's a minute left in the game, and they're down by a goal.
It's true.
They're going wild. And you know what? Skill or no skill, if a team buys into it and plays like that, you're not going to beat them.
Okay,
it's
Chuck.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, are the Blues doing that every night?
No, they're doing it for long spurts, though. And, you know, and I think when the Bruins get hemmed in, if they can get it out of their own end, the defense, that defense is pinching beyond belief, the Blues defense. Stretch it out. Not every shift. Every once in a while, third shift, put a forward out by the red line and draw one of them guys out of the zone. Free up that line.
Okay, Maz, this is your big point.
Well, it's an interesting idea. I didn't even consider that part of it. I don't know if the Bruins will do that. You know, you're basically telling someone to cherry pick and go
shorthanded.
Yeah, well, right, and you're going Maple Leaf stretch pass right there is what you're talking about. But the pinch he's right about. Again, like their defensemen are coming halfway down the wall on the sides, and the Bruins forwards are staying out.
Because they're afraid to get hit?
So probably, but you can't. You got to do one or the other. Like, you've either got to go in there or you got to completely release. Like, and I don't think they should completely release because they'll get killed in their own zone.
Okay, so this fever pitch of the Blues, I mean, don't act like they've done that the entire series.
No, they haven't.
They did it when they needed it.
Yeah.
They did it when they needed it at the end of game two, and they did it when they needed it in game four.
But the concern is that when they do it, you are really getting battered and they're not.
It's true.
Right? So that the wear and tear on you feels like four games, even though it's only been two. And so, you know, that's the concern, is that you're taking such a beating that it's breaking your will.
Still got to take the hits. You've still got to take the hits, and it did. It did start with David Pastrnak. We'll get to that right after these words.
The Sports Hub.
Genius. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
Pastrnak's going to get there first in the far corner. Watched by Sundquist.
He knew Sundquist was coming. Two shifts in a row, the Bergeron's line goes against that Sundquist line. That time Sundquist had David Pastrnak lined up. Pastrnak got there to make sure it wasn't going to be icing, but he saw him coming.
For me, it all goes back to this play, and I have to bring it up, Mike. 2 minutes into the game, Pastrnak goes in on an icing in the offensive zone.
Sundquist.
I have to talk about it. He pulls up, turns around, looks at the St. Louis Blues player, and lets him have the puck. That was just how the game went. He set the whole tempo for the St. Louis Blues.
From laying off the contact.
Just not going in there. You're first to the puck. You go in there. It's an unwritten rule in hockey. Step up. You got to get in there and get that puck. It was your puck to have. You won the race for the icing. Go in and take the puck. Very reminiscent of the Dougie Hamilton Alex Ovechkin maneuver we saw in round two.
You think that's that tone?
Yes, I really do. You send a message to the other team, I don't want it. I don't want the puck. You can have it. And everyone sees that. It's 2 minutes into the game. It's the, I think, 17:45 left in the first period. Just too much time. You have to go after it. You have to prove you want the puck every time. And I'm not saying you got to go in there and take a hit and get hurt and everything else, but there's ways to slide out of a corner with a puck. There's ways to do it, to throw your shoulder up, still protecting the puck in the corner. Everybody else is doing it. You got to get on board.
Tony Monty last night on NBC Sports Boston on our post-game coverage that David Pastrnak played early in the game with Sundqvist in the corner. He thinks was a tone setter. Hard to argue. In the meantime, we have some breaking news on Zdeno Chara.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Reading from Jeremy Rutherford, St. Louis Blues writer for The Athletic, who tweeted minutes ago, source familiar with the situation confirms to The Athletic that Boston defenseman Zdeno Chara has a broken jaw.
That blows.
Yeah, it does.
That blows.
Must have been a doctor in the arena. He covers the Blues, you said, right?
Correct, yes.
I bet you that's what it was. Because the Bruins don't want that out there. So it's coming from the St. Louis side. He probably got it from some medical source in the arena.
Again, Cassie, after the game, he's going to have some dental work. Uncomfortable. Sort of burying the lead there. Broken jaw. I don't think you play with that 3 days later, even a week later. I don't think that happens.
I mean, I've never heard of a guy playing with a broken jaw. I mean, you know, they wire him shut and get him out there? And like, can you wire it so tight that it can't move if you get hit? Probably.
Maz, I don't know the ins and outs of a broken jaw, and I don't want to. I have a sore jaw just you saying it.
Right.
Oh, I think it'd be brutally painful.
And like you said, even if he wears the Darth Vader mask and it's wired, okay, that protects you from a puck or a stick, but an errant elbow or someone going for you, like, there's no protection for that. Go head first into the glass.
I mean, the other thing is, can he breathe right? Like, can you breathe enough through just your nose?
I don't know.
I don't think he can. I mean, I'm serious. I don't think you can. I mean, until further notice, I'm assuming he's done. If this report is accurate, and I have no reason to believe it's not. I mean, we've been speculating on it, right? Like, someone said to me late last night, don't be surprised if this is a broken jaw. I threw it on Twitter. Like, and, you know, that's what I think it is. You don't take a shot to the mouth in that sport and bleed and miss the rest of the game. You just don't. Those guys are ridiculously tough. They're as tough as it gets. They just sew them up and get back out there. Like, that's how they do it. A baseball player, he'd miss 6 weeks. You'd never see him again with a cut, for crying out loud. Be on the injured list. Forget it. But those guys, they're back in 10 minutes.
Okay, so the reports on Char is, in fact, a broken jaw. What does that mean if he is out for the rest of the series? First round pick, 18th overall, Juro Vakanainen. Get to know the name. And I'll just, someone had texted me, Maz, earlier. And so since half of it was right, I'll read the other half. What the hell? This is a Felger source.
Grizzly, take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. Single source, shaky source. Okay? That's what we deal in here. But he did say to me, Chara in surgery now with broken jaw. He's out for game 5. Don't know if he's out for the series. Greslick doing a concussion test tomorrow. If he passes, he'll be active game 5. So, take that for it.
So, I'll tell you what, Greslick becomes important because, again, he's a more experienced guy that can move the puck.
I almost feel like I still want them to have 7D.
So, me too.
With the way they're going down. And
get back us out of there.
The effect of you losing one guy every night. And playing with 5D, and it clearly impacting you in all these games where you're worn out and, just getting the bag beaten out of you. Dress 7 either way, whether Greslick can play or not. Play Greslick and Juro Vakanainen. When someone goes down, not if someone goes down, because the Blues are just going to keep chipping it in on you and lighting you up. When someone goes down, you'll still have your three pairs. So I would do that either way, whether Greslick can play or not, play 7D.
I mean, it does, it raises a whole lot of questions. Maybe we can get into some of this tomorrow, but who do you put with McAvoy now? Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I haven't thought it out that far yet.
Who do you put with McAvoy?
So, like,
do you break up Krug Carlo because they've been your best pair?
No, I don't. In fact, because I've already thought about that. I thought Carlo played a good game last night. Carlo, to me, was like, and I'm not telling you he was perfect.
No, he had a great clear out at the top of the crease defensively.
Yes.
I can't remember what, maybe the second period, in the middle of that scrum.
He knocked it to the boards.
He made a really nice defensive play to save the ball.
He did, and you know what? He took some hits and stayed on his feet. Like, all in all, I think he was even for the game. Like, and he was out there a lot, especially after Chara went down. I thought Carlo was good.
Brandon Carlo was an even in 20 minutes of action.
Yeah, I thought Carlo was good last night. And again, obviously he scored a goal. I didn't even factor that in. Like, I don't even care about that. I just think he was, all things considered.
Who do you play with McAvoy?
John Moore.
Ooh.
Yeah, you do play John Moore.
You know what? I didn't even think of that. Because I was thinking I'd put Grizzlick with him or Moore's been okay. McAvoy and Moore could work, but boy, then your third one's going to be an adventure, isn't it?
Euro Vakanainen
and Clifton. I'm trying to find the tweet. Apparently, they played pretty well together in Providence as a pair.
So they must have played together in Providence. Absolutely.
If Grizzlick is back, though, then you just put those two together.
Either way,
I like the 7D regardless. So I like that too.
Either way, 7D,
get Backus out of there.
Either way, you're losing a guy a night. Can they win a cup at this stage without Zdeno Chara?
Yes. Hard, but yes, doable.
I'd like to think so. I don't feel great about this. This sucks.
I mean, look, again, if you were to tell me, can they get through the whole postseason without him? No. Three games? Maybe two?
Isn't it the hallmark of the team?
Sure.
Have they done it all year?
Yes. Their resiliency has been their best calling card, and I've harped on about that for months.
Didn't they win games without Chara and Bergeron in the middle of the season?
Yes. They did.
Yes, and not to like go haywire over this, because, again, a small sample. The Bruins had one plus player last night, dude. No! Don't look. Don't look. Don't cheat. Don't look.
Okay. Their one plus player last night was John Moore.
Bingo. John Moore was their only plus player last night.
Okay, so I'll I love it. I like the thought, Maz. The plus minuses are a little deceiving last night because the empty net goal does count as a minus. And that last stupid goal with that horrible line change counted as a minus for Heinen, Coyle, Johansson, all those guys who had to run onto the ice as the Blues are halfway through their scoring rush.
Agreed.
They all took a minus when that's not really fair.
Agreed.
But either way, go ahead.
But all I'm saying is this. Forget about what the reflection that is on everybody else.
John Moore's been fine. I haven't noticed him, which is
a good thing.
Exactly. That's my point, is that I haven't looked at him and go, wow, this guy sucks. Or, wow, look at that turnover. Wow, this guy can't take a hit. Or he can't do this. Or I haven't noticed any of that. I think he's jumped in and not really been an issue. It's been relatively seamless now for three games going back to the Carolina series.
Okay, go ahead, take the call. I don't know how you can't be concerned. This Blues team just collects bodies.
Oh, yeah, they do.
In the last couple of rounds.
Of course I'm concerned. Rick in New Hampshire, can you play with a broken jaw?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you now. If you're going to tell me about your experience...
Here we go.
You're gone. If you want to tell me, you know, Jonathan Toews or Brandon Shanahan or Steve Yzerman or Stan Mikita, you can give me an example you want for a real... If you're going to give me your experience, it's not going to last long. Go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
It's Bobby Hull back in the day, way back. He played against... I remember playing against Montreal. He was wearing a full face mask and Mr. Brave, John Ferguson, even started a fight with him. But Hull did play with a broken jaw.
Bobby Hull. Okay, now we're going back. We're going back into the 60s.
Yep.
Okay, but at least you're not telling me about, you know, your men's league. Can you play with a broken jaw?
I bet you Chara will try. I do. I mean, say what you want. I know people here are down on him now because he's older and slower, and I get all of that. If there's any guy that would ever try it, he's on the list.
So this I'm into.
I've had a couple of people tweet to me that said that Jeremy Roenick played within 2 weeks after he broke his jaw in 1999.
So they don't have 2 weeks.
So Amonte told me that...
Sorry, Murray.
He told me last night he was standing next to JR in Madison Square Garden when Roenick took a slap shot square off the jaw, clean, not deflected. Whoever took the shot just missed. And he said it's the worst sound he's ever heard in his life. And broke it clean. He did meet him out at the bar that night, but he was out for 2 weeks. So it's, you don't play with that three nights later. Game 7 is The thing is with this drawn-out thing, Game 7 is a week from Wednesday, is a week from tomorrow. Game 7 is a week from tomorrow. Can you get to Game 7, and can he play 9 days later with a broken jaw?
Yep.
I mean, you know. If anyone could, it would be this psycho.
I mean, I've done it.
So, like, this is part of my earlier stuff about him on the bench. Like, this is warrior stuff. This is inspirational stuff. Him just coming back and sitting on the bench last night, I still don't totally get.
Okay, so listen, I hear you. I just think Chara is a different animal. And I say that there might be a cultural thing there, too, that we have no idea about. Like, I'm just telling you, this guy doesn't like young players to be called rookies. Like, he values the whole team thing.
So he felt he was setting an example. I get it. All right, so either way, now we know. Broken jaw, what does that mean? We continue with your thoughts. Here's Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Belger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The shot by Shin, blocked in front by Chara. He's hurt.
Oh, it went off his own stick, and it came up, and it got him right in the face, and he is bleeding.
Is he ever, as he threw his gloves down, and the training staff is out to attend to 42-year-old Zdeno Chara. Looks like he got it right in the mouth.
Well, you see the way he skated off, too. His head was down. Visually, nothing wrong with his eyes or his nose. You just see blood dripping from his mouth. It could have just been a cut lip, possibly a tooth or two. I don't see any white teeth, but, man, there's a stream of red blood. Certainly, right now, as the cleanup crew is going to work, scraping up that bloody ice and trying to get that shoveled off so we can continue playing.
By the way, thanks to our 2019 playoff presenting partners, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, BMO Harris Bank, Centene, and Purina, along with all of their employees for their outstanding support during these playoffs and throughout the season. So they scrape up the blood from the blue zone.
Freaking hockey. That's a St. Louis call, obviously. Yeah, Jim, I think he's lost a limb. I actually think he's lost an arm. This severed limb is brought to you by Purina.
They just got to get those sponsors in.
That broken jaw brought to you by Enterprise, Purina, and Sugar Fire Barbecue. Try them downtown St. Louis.
So they scrape up the blood from the blue zone.
So no laughing matter. I mean, it is gory, man. Gory.
Oh, brutal.
Brutal. Broken jaw. We ask, can you play with a broken jaw? And, of course, we're getting some legitimate answers. Derek Stepan of the New York Rangers did it in 2014, I believe. I believe it was a conference final against Montreal that year.
It was, yep.
He broke his jaw, had surgery, missed one game, and came back and finished the series and played, what, the next nine games or something?
Yeah, the first game back, he scored two goals. It's unbelievable, really. These guys are superhuman, I swear. It's like, really, they are superhuman. And look, they end up losing the cup to the Kings, but he played in every one of those games. He didn't miss another game. He played in 7 of 8 the rest of the way. As you said, he missed the one to have the surgery. And the part that I found most astonishing, 22 minutes average time on ice. It's not like he was playing half the time. As a forward, he's a forward, right?
Yeah, center, I think.
22 minutes. 22 minutes a night he played.
Okay, so I'm sure they're all not, you know, created equal. The severity of the break, the nature of the break, where the break is, et cetera, et cetera. Stefan, when he suffered the injury, played the rest of the game, and they didn't discover it till the next day. So did he have a mild broken jaw? Like, easy, right? You know, I mean, I again, these are things I just have no clue about. But if there's precedent to it and it's anywhere close, I'll just put it like this. I would not rule Chara out if it goes to game seven. I don't think we're going to see him on Wednesday.
I'm not ruling him out for game six. Forget game seven. Game six, he'll be playing this weekend.
You think so?
Again, Stepan played 5 days later. The injury happened on the 22nd. He played on the 27th.
Jesus.
Okay, so today is the 4th. The next game is the 6th, and then the 9th.
5 days.
Yeah. Hell, he could play on Sunday.
Would you stop?
or you know what I mean.
Can you win a Stanley Cup without Zdeno Chara? Steven Bureka, can you?
You're going to have to try, because he ain't making it back. There's no way. I mean, he's you know, he's an older guy. There's no way. He's going to be slowed down a little bit more. It's going to be too much liability a little bit now.
Okay, I'll take him for the emotional impact, which, again, on sitting on the bench, I don't get the emotional impact.
I wouldn't say ever. There's no way.
But him actually playing, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. So how much slower can he be? John and Rentham, your thoughts.
Yes. No one's really talking about the fact that maybe we'd be better off without Chara. I love Chara, okay? But I've heard other people talk about the fact that he has slowed down considerably and maybe let some of the younger players take advantage of their time, and maybe it would be better overall.
Okay, so I'm not going to totally blow you up, because I don't think you're better with John Moore getting Zdeno Chara's minutes. I don't think that makes you better. I don't. But I don't know if it's – well, look, I mean, all I'm saying is I think you can win two of the next three games without Zdeno Chara. I do. And I think that your defense looks differently without him. And it is who's ever in there is going to be a little quicker and a little probably better with the puck. So you're going to be better in those areas. Even if it's Steven Kampfer, for crying out loud. I mean, Char has really slowed down, and his work with the puck has been spotty. And so I think that you can be better. In Kampfer's case, you know, maybe not, but slightly, you know, you're not going to lose much in those areas. You're losing it in the others. Can you survive two of the next three games without it? I think you can.
What about on the penalty kill, though?
Except huge one.
Yeah, that's where.
Excellent. Absolutely huge. No doubt about it.
Although they did a good job last night without him.
They did, against a horrible power play team.
Yeah.
Well, that's who they're playing the next three games. So, I mean, fair point there.
And Rask needs to be better. Like, he's been good, but he hasn't been what he's been in the prior two
series.
I mean,
they could really use the goalie stealing him a game now.
Mike in the car, go ahead. Mike in the car, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, go.
Yeah, so two quick points. You mentioned Craig Gianni. He actually went to Providence College, and that year they won that championship that year. He went to the Olympics for USA, and then when they got eliminated, he came to the Bruins and, of course, got put on Neely's line. Then also Bob Joyce was big that year. He came from Canada Olympics.
Okay, so you're going back a ways. We've seen more recent vintages of it. So
Right. So back on the Vakanainen thing, I've seen him play quite a bit in the past 2 years at Providence there. And he does carry that play out of the zone actually quicker than Krug does. He's not much of a defensive guy, but he can carry that puck out of the zone and gain that blue line pretty fast. I don't know how much responsibility they'll give him on the in the big leagues, though.
Okay, it's an interesting idea. 18th overall pick. They're really high on him. He's coming. He's going to, you know, of all those guys they drafted, he's the one that's flashed and apparently is coming. And you insert him into game five of a death match Stanley Cup final.
So, again, a lot of this will depend on Grizzlick, right? Maybe Grizzlick gets cleared and all of a sudden he's back out there, and that makes things a little simpler and easier. Although I would worry about him out there, too. You said this earlier, and I don't think that's a bad way to go. Maybe you carry the seventh defenseman either way.
Either way, carry 7D.
And get rid of Backes.
Either way. Because one's getting hurt tonight, and that's just the way it's going.
I'll tell you, the other thing is I like potentially what it might do for their offense. Give Krejci some different wingers. Get Backes out of there. Fly Pasternak in for a shift. He doubles with the first line. And then a double shift for Johansson. Like, do that. I'd rather see that.
We've got Scott and Weymouth. Quick, Scott.
Yes, real quick. First of all, that last caller, quick correction. Craig Gianni played for Boston College.
That's what I thought, but I don't want to get bogged down in that. Go ahead.
Ipso facto, yes, BC. You forgot one of the biggest broken jaws ever. Remember Pat LaFontaine with the Sabres? He played broken jaw. And as you eloquently said, Felger, it depends on the fracture, where it is, and such not. But he's done. I would rather any defenseman in Hockey East over Chara with a broken jaw. He's going to be tentative. Oh, come on.
Hockey East?
Hey, high school. I'll take a good D1 high school. You can't have a Chara. He's going to be tentative, afraid to enter the corner. You can't play hockey like that.
Okay, so you're saying Chara with a broken jaw is going to be useless.
I'm not convinced of that either.
Me neither.
He's a different kind of animal, that guy. He's a different animal. And so again,
even after all that happened last night, he got up like he got bit by a mosquito. He's an animal. He's a psycho. Like,
and this goes hand in hand with the idea of carrying a seventh defenseman. Okay, so if he can only do it in limited bursts, fine. Then he sits every fourth shift or third shift or whatever. Like, I'm just throwing that out there. But listen, the fact that he's having surgery right now today should tell you they're thinking about it.
Of course.
They're thinking about it. They're going to give it a whack. They're going to try to get him back out there, and he wants to do it.
Okay, I shudder. This is my fault for what's about to happen.
Oh, God.
And I promise you, if this doesn't work, you know I have a quick trigger finger. You know, you can trust me on that, right? Listeners, yep. People, Maz, Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Eric and Newton says there are two types of broken jaws. Go ahead, Eric, quickly, please.
Well, I'm no subject matter expert, and I'm not going to say types, but I'm aware that there's a displaced and non-displaced broken jaw. I believe the displaced broken jaw is more broken on the side. That's got to be wired shut. The bone is broken. The other type of broken jaw could be locally to where the puck hit him, right in front of the mouth, right under the more of the soft tissue where the teeth connect to the jawline. That's what I got.
They both sound painful. Eric, thank you, but let's just... The broken jaw where the, you know, it's you actually, the hinging is an issue, and then there's just... And the puck hits you and you chipped a bone.
Right, a crack.
So
the hinging issue is the one you got to worry about.
I would say so.
Yeah, that's the bad one.
I would say so.
So look, again, I'm just telling you.
Pat LaFontaine, let's look him up as well. I seem to remember that.
Look, if there were a lot of guys, I would tell you no shot. Chara, I don't rule it out. The guy's a freak. Again, he's a freak. The fact that he's able to play until this age, and I'm willing to bet that in the locker room, he said, let me go back out there. And they said, no, we're not going to let you play.
I don't doubt that.
If that report is right out of St. Louis, this Rutherford guy who covers the Blues for The Athletic, who reported it, that Chara has a broken jaw and is having surgery now.
Did Rutherford say that or did I say that?
No, I think it was in the report, isn't it?
Felger said that.
Oh, I thought she said undergoing surgery today.
Let's just go with the Rutherford thing.
Yeah, that's what your source said.
Don't listen to me. Yeah, don't repeat my...
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, regardless. But like I...
Do you believe this, Felger?
Yeah. Listen, it's a Stanley Cup Finals. Chara's 42 years old. It might be his last crack at it. You tell me they're not going to give this every chance to get him back in there?
LaFontaine missed 13 games with a broken jaw back in early 91.
So this is that's not applicable.
You asked. I looked it up.
No, but again, I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to the caller. The people want to use LaFontaine as a comp.
That was regular season, right?
Yes, Maz.
Irrelevant. Maz, it's relevant. The comp is Stefan. Is it Stefan or Stefan? I
think it's Stepan.
There's a P in there, yeah.
It's a P. It's Stepan.
No H. Stefan.
Stepan. That's the comp. He came back 5 days later and played through the playoffs with a broken jaw. And a contraption that looked like that thing, but just beefed up even more. Like it had a yellow thing hanging down there.
And scored 2 goals.
George and Clinton on the Blues. Go ahead, George.
Well, first of all, with the Chara thing, you know, Vince Dunn, this happened to him just a couple weeks ago.
And he missed 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, he missed almost 3 weeks. So, I mean, I don't know if it's exact, you know, your last caller was an expert or whatever on front side, whatever. But, anyway, so by the way, you don't need Chara on the penalty
George,
kill against the Blues.
Your phone's just not good enough. I'm sorry. You can't do it. You don't need Chara on the penalty kill against the Blues. I mean, that's where it's most effective, but it is a crap power play. There's no doubt about it. But it preserves other guys. Look, I as I've said today, and I've been mentioning that the emotional impact of him sitting on the bench last night, I think, is really specious. It's questionable. I didn't get it. I don't think it made an impact. And I think people have overplayed it, and like I don't totally get why he was there. Him playing is a totally different deal. And that's sort of what I guess I thought I was getting last night. It's like he comes out with the helmet, and he's there, and it's like, oh, now we're about to have a moment. And then he just sits there. I'm like, well, what's the point of this? Him actually playing, that to me is different. That to me is different, and there is a leadership thing there and a there's a whole thing there that I want, that I would want. If you're playing 7D, I would want him to be one of the seven. Let me just put it to you like that.
Yeah, I'm not ruling it out. I don't care what reports are out there. Other people have done it. Chara could do it because that's what kind of cat he is. He's a different kind of animal. I mean, I don't rule it out. I mean, again, I don't think he's necessarily done for the series.
Okay, if anything develops on this, Maz will break it for you. On the baseball reporters, that's right. The return of the baseball reporters comes your way at 6 o'clock tonight. Jones joins us after 7. What's so funny, Maz?
No, you said, I'll break it for you. And I'm thinking, like, why? I'm like the official. I misunderstood.
Jaw expert. Either way, I'm telling you, if anything else trickles in, you'll be reporting the trickle during the baseball reporters at 6. What, Jimmy? What?
He just gave you the wave off.
Yeah,
like,
no,
go ahead.
It's okay. Wait a minute. It's been a long day. The final word comes your way next.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Nobody. Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
Is it universally accepted that Pete Rozelle was like the best commissioner in the history of sports?
People liked, well, you know, in hindsight, people like him.
Yeah, I feel
yeah,
like
I mean, he was like, sort of took the NFL into new
yes.
heights, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Why?
Well, who needs Pete Rozelle when we have Mike Felger, sports commissioner?
Yes. Mary in North Carolina, I think. Go ahead, Mary.
I wonder why they even have that embellishment penalty on the books when they never call it.
Thank Mary, let me tell you something. If they put me in charge of sports, I'm not talking any specific league. I'm talking about sports. Just make me the commissioner of sports. I would eliminate diving so fast it would make your head spin. Inside of 2 years, I would clean up all of these sports. I would start with soccer. Not that you care about it, but it would be the easiest. And I would have that weenie referee run around with his yellow and red cards and not give them to the guy that just happened to maybe have tripped someone. I'd give the red cards to the Euro weenie rolling around like he's on fire on the turf. And I would clean that thing up in about 2 minutes. Okay? Then I'd go to the NBA, and I would do between-day film sessions. And I would start handing out massive fines. I mean, I would. It's so easy to clean this stuff up, is to go to video, call out the floppers, fine them heavily, and just go after it. And you would end it. And I would end it in about a week in all of sports if I were commissioner of sports. But they only want to. They for some reason, they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it.
Keen as a mountain Felger.
But seriously, it's that easy. I mean, all it takes is some video and some fines.
It has to be a massive fine so they can really feel it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, any little bit, just start with whatever. I mean, 50,000 is 50,000. I don't care how much you make.
Not enough. That Tarasenko thing should have been 500,000.
Okay, so now you're all outraged after the Bruins are flopping around. This is what I was driving
at.
Blatant. This is what I was driving at. How does that taste? Boston, when the other team starts diving around out there and now you're killing off penalties because they're flopping. You hate it, right? But when you do it, it's like, oh, Felger, stop being such an a-hole. No. Just call it. I'm sorry. I just call it as I see it. You hate it when the team does it to you, so why do you celebrate when you do it to them? What, Maz? What are you laughing at?
We're going to headlines and then coming back for more on Teddy Roosevelt and Maz.
This is why I would be a good commissioner. I just called as I see it.
The Rough Riders.
No one will. I can't. They should
clean up this town.
I'd clean up sports, Maz. I would clean up sports.
Get rid of these sissy floppers.
Maz, what do you have coming up on the baseball reporters? It's been
a while. Town's not big enough for me and the flop.
What's up on the baseball reporters, man?
So I want to get to Alex Cora's comments following the Red Sox win over the Yankees. Red Sox are obviously off. Last night, no game. They go to Kansas City tonight, and frankly, I don't give a rat's ass about the Royals. So I want to go back to something that Cora said on Sunday night, because frankly, I think he told us something without directly telling us something. And I also want to bring in Ian Brown of MLB.com. Later in the show, we'll look at the Red Sox draft pick. A lot to catch up on because obviously we've had a limited number of shows.
Okay, big catch-up day on the Sox here with Maz and the baseball reporters. Give them a call right after Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 2. We'll talk to you then, everybody.
Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.